Back now with day-to-day, hot temperatures are making for some strange bedfellows. Some of corporate America's biggest names are teaming up with environmental groups to call on President Bush and Congress to tackle climate change. They released a report in Washington today calling for a cap on greenhouse gas emissions. Marketplace reporter Sam Eaton is with us now to tell us more. And Sam, some details, please. What exactly are these companies asking for?
Well, the short of it is they're asking for something the federal government so far has been unable to act on. These companies, the likes of Alcoa, General Electric, and DuPont, to name a few, the groups, which calls itself the U.S. Climate Action Partnership, wants Congress and the president to pursue a cap on greenhouse gas emissions. They're also calling for reductions of the current CO2 emissions of up to 15% in 15 years.
And this is coming out a day before the president's State of the Union address. Is that mere coincidence?
It's definitely not accidental. The president is facing increasing pressure to act on climate change from various groups, including corporations. There's been a lot of speculation that Bush will address this issue exactly in his remarks during tomorrow's State of the Union speech. But the White House last week knocked down those rumors that it was considering any limits on greenhouse gas emissions. Its argument remains that capping greenhouse gas emissions would hurt the U.S. economy, and they're not going to do it.
Well, so this group of corporations is now saying exactly the opposite.
Yeah, that's right. Bush, basically, his argument for refusing to ratify the Kyoto Protocol, which is the international climate treaty that limits greenhouse gases, he said that that was on the grounds that it would be too costly for the U.S. economy. Now you have this group of corporations coming along, and we should say that they have the combined market value of more than $750 billion. So they come along with a message that a cap is needed in order to keep the U.S. economy competitive. I talked to Joel McCower. He's a clean energy analyst who heads greenbiz.com. And he says saving the polar bears isn't the motivating factor here for these corporations.
There's some enlightened self-interest going on here. All of the companies involved here, DuPont, GE, Duke Energy, BP, Alcoa, are leaders already in climate in their industries. And they have competitive advantages here that they want to hold on to.
Now, McCower says the main business reason behind this call for a greenhouse gas cap is basically the case of it's better to have a devil you know versus a devil you don't know. Corporations want to have a say in what they view as an inevitable set of federal regulations on CO2 emissions. They also want to bypass the patchwork quilt of greenhouse gas regulations coming out of the states. And coming up later today on Marketplace, we'll take a look at a company that promises to make email that self-destructs after reading.
Thank you, Sam. Sam Eaton of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, and that's produced by American Public Media.